Madge Gregg from Northcliffe Hall, Colonel Earley's daughter, started Girl Guides in 1911, and I was one of them. She married Dr. Morley. She's still living, I think, lives up near Shop. I saw her not many years ago. You know, but oh, we had some good times down in those grounds at Northcliffe Hall, and she used to get peaches and go and hide them, and we used to track by trees, and it was a job to do it, you know, because a lot of trees are like, she'd go out the day before and write down, and she'd give us a list where, and we had to find it, and at the end we had to look for these peaches and nuts and whatever. It'd be being obviously woods where you know where Coke's farm is, right up all going on to nuts onto Altrincham Road up there, you know. We had some good time. We used to camp out. She used to sleep on her bedroom. Her bedroom was a flat roof, and she used to sleep on the night before. And at weekends, we used to go and sleep in the tents. And she always took a gun with us to shoot rabbits. You know, we used to play in the winter. We used to play hunt the lion. And she used to take. In those days, they had big acetylene lamps, didn't they, for cars? When they hadn't for cars when we first went in the guards, they had carriage and horses. You know, and that.
Yeah,
oh yes, and we camped out, and we used to play this side, and she used to have acetylene lamp at this end, and you know where Mrs. Hyam lives, Jill Hyam. Well, look, those were called the Park Fields. We used to have a lamp there, and then one over what were they called, the Peninsula Field, that comes out where it used to be, where that swinging bridge used to be, because the bowling goes right round it, and that was called the Peninsula Field. Well, that was the den at the other side, and one half of us would have white armbands on, and we'd got to cross over without being found. Oh, I've had some happy times in the girl guides. And then the war came, of course, and she went to be a Red Cross nurse.